Time to sleep. Folds down a rear seat, a sleeping bag, cushion, another cushion.
Meno male sto a togliere sulle scarpe.
Takes off his shoes and climbs in the back of the car.
E così tutte le notti.
Così tutte le notti. Tante volte sì.
At the beginning I was really scared of sleeping outside. But after a while that fear starts to become a part of your life and you don't think too much about it.
Michele Mangiacotti is 37 years old and has lived in his car since June. It's parked in an industrial zone on the edge of Bologna, not far from where he works. He makes around 1500 euros a month. That is not very much, but after paying alimony, it's almost enough to live on. His ex-wife, their two children and her new boyfriend live in his house.
Perché 560 euro do il mantenimento alla mia ex moglie.
I have to pay my ex-wife 560 euros for the children, and a judge decided that a fifth of my salary is deducted for alimony I didn't pay. That happened 6 times over 3 years, 3 times because I didn't have the money, and 3 times because it was when I had the children for 15 days in a row, and I decided not to give the money to my ex, but to spend it directly on the children. And, stupid as I am, on 7 occasions I paid the alimony in cash. I can prove that I took the money from my bank account just before I visited my ex, but she denied she ever received it. So for the next 13 months, a part of my salary will be taken off me.
Here in Italy, nearly 1 in 4 divorced dads gets into financial trouble. Tiziana Franchi is the president of Padri Separati, a foundation that fights for their rights. She says the reason is quite simple.
Sicuramente perché I nostri
One of the main reasons is that men make little money and alimony is quite high. Often they have to pay 400, 500 or 600 euros, which can be a third or even half of their income. On top of that, in 95% of cases, mothers keep the children and the house. And if there's still a mortgage on the house, fathers are supposed to pay for that as well. Divorced fathers are in a bad situation in Italy.
Coi figli ultimamente no, per fatto perché.
I haven't seen my children for a while because of the situation I'm in. I have a 12-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter. My daughter started to ask, why don't we see each other that much? And why don't you smile, Daddy? I try to hide it, but she knows there's something wrong. The fact that I live in a car contributes to the fact that I don't see my children. I'm ashamed. I don't want to appear weak. I want to be their hero. And I'm not.
Michele walks away with tears in his eyes. He's one of nearly 800,000 divorced fathers living on or under the poverty line as a result of their divorce. Many of them are lucky enough to be able to go back to their parents. Others end up on the street like Michele. The Catholic aid organization Caritas has noticed an increase in the number of men asking for a bed or a hot meal. But Michele is too proud and doesn't think he needs to ask for help yet.
Buonasera.
The pizza's in the oven and will be ready soon. If you're living in a car, you can't cook. So, what do you eat?
Pizza, McDonald's.
Pizza, McDonald's, Coke. That's not very good for my health. In fact, I've been having a lot of stomach aches lately, and I have trouble going to the bathroom. So besides living in a car, which is uncomfortable, my health is also deteriorating as a result.
A bill being considered by Parliament aims to improve the status of divorced fathers. It's been drawn up by Senator Simone Pilon from the League Party. He wants divorced parents to equally share their children, so there's no need for alimony anymore. Tiziana Franchi of Padri Separati is very pleased with the proposal.
E noi è quello che chiediamo da 25 anni.
That's what we've been fighting for at least 25 years. It's a way to take the conflict out of the situation. Finally, the children would have the same amount of time with each of their parents, and both would have to work to pay for their children. I do understand that 6-month-old babies have to spend more time with their mothers. But once they turn 3, why can't fathers do what they did before the divorce? that is, take care of their children.
Here in the car you don't have any water or a bathroom.
If I have to go pee, I go over there, outside at the back, and I shower at work. When I had a home, I showered again when I got home, but I can't do that anymore.
So, from here you also send messages to your children?
I gave phones to my children a few years ago, but my ex-wife took them away from them. So now I can only contact my children through her. Good night.
Another night in his car for Michele. He's applied for social housing, but hasn't had any luck so far. Winter is coming, so it's going to be tough for him and thousands of other men in the same situation. Angelo van Schaik, DW, Bologna.